Meet the companies watching your misery. From 8 p.m. in New York, Merry Christmas. I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Flu season is underway, and there's big money in treating aches, pains, and fever, but only if companies find the sick folks. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on all the new ways corporations work to track your every sneeze.
By one count, cases of the flu have doubled over the last week.
And we saw particularly sharp increases across some of the Gulf states in the South, like Texas, Louisiana, Georgia.
That's Josh Gray with Athena Research, an arm of Athena Health. The firm monitors how often the 16,000 physicians in its network diagnose patients with the flu. When there's a spike, Gray blogs about it. For companies like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson, knowing that lots of people are coughing and sneezing in Georgia is gold.
We're seeing this more and more. In fact, we're seeing a lot of companies using sort of public health surveillance data as a tool to target marketing of their products.
John Brownstein's an epidemiologist at Harvard and develops those public health surveillance systems for infectious disease. With the market for over-the-counter cold and flu remedies worth nearly $6 billion, companies are also mining data from Twitter and Facebook to track the sick. Athena Health's Josh Gray says the idea is to get the right product to consumers at the right time.
There's more data than ever before, and it's becoming easier and cheaper to analyze it to a much more sophisticated level.
Gray says companies who can make sense of all this information and act quickly are going to profit. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
There are presents that won't be under the tree this morning. UPS says some packages that were supposed to be delivered by Christmas Eve didn't make it on time. The company says people shipped more packages than expected. That is unquestionably bad news for some expecting gifts. But on the bright side, higher shipping volume is potentially another sign of an improving economy, a gift for us all.
I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace is listener-supported. I know that just goes in one ear and out the other, but it means it is supported by listeners like you. So to keep our coverage compelling, up to date, up to the minute, if you can, make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount, will support your daily dose of business insight from us. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. You can donate by going to marketplace.org by the end of the year, December 31st. Thanks.
Every other Wednesday, we bring you a little advice on your money. This particular Wednesday happens to be Christmas Day, so we realize you may have some other things going on. So we're going to stick to things you need to know now. Marketplace Money host Carmen Wong Ulrich joins us. Hello, Carmen.
Hello, Mark.
So let's talk about how it's the time of year when you can donate to a cause you believe in, which, as a nice bonus, can cut your tax bill.
Well, as a day of big giving, this is a very apropos topic, and really 25% of total giving happens this time of year. On the tax side, thinking about how you can give to yourself a little tax break, those charitable donations are a tax deduction for the year. But also, this is a time to say, did I give to charity the easiest, most efficient way for me so I don't have to search for those receipts? One bit of advice I have is that when you give to charities, many, many, many now use online payment systems. So if you can use a credit or a debit card, it enables you to probably tag your charitable giving. So at the end of the year, you can just log in to your account and you can pull up what you've given for the whole year so you don't miss any of those deductions.
Now, so what are some other money moves that people need to make before the end of the year?
Well, a big one, of course, are the deductions in your retirement contributions. Now, here's the thing. Know if you have a traditional IRA or if you have a SEP, a simplified employee pension, because you work for yourself. Those contributions are a tax deduction, and they can take a big, nice bite out of your taxes for the end of this year. So make sure you give what you can, and if you can, max it out, all the better.
Now, we don't expect anyone to start gathering up receipts on Christmas Day. There's some other things going on, family,
Why
other
not,
things
Mark?
Like that.
Why not?
Carmen might. But now, pretty soon, though, we will have to do that for tax season. So we want to make sure everyone listening gets all the deductions that they've earned. What are some that people tend to forget?
Well, here's the thing. We still have millions of folks looking for work. I'm sure we've got millions more who are looking for new work or additional work. Job hunting, there are deductions there. For example, you have somebody coaching you on your resume or interviews. That's a cost there. Travel, if you're traveling for a job interview, if you need a certain type of education, everything from your office expenses as well. You want to just be really careful, though, here. You don't want to trigger the IRS to pay special attention to you if you take too many deductions. But I love for folks to just realize what can they deduct. Go to irs.gov. They have great primers there where you can see what qualifies for you. And especially if this is the year that you found yourself freelance, you have a lot more deductions you can take. So you really got to know it so you don't pay too much.
All right. Carmen Wong Ulrich, host of Marketplace Money. Merry Christmas. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Mark. And happy holidays to you, too.
And finally, one of entertainment's biggest moneymakers is calling it quits, or maybe not. Late last night, teenage cash machine Justin Bieber told his quillions of Twitter followers, quote, "My beloved Beliebers, I'm officially retiring." The internet predictably went nuts. Now, not to get too cynical on Christmas morning, but it seems awfully convenient to release a news-making tweet the night before the opening of Bieber's new movie. Retirement, it seems, is short-lived. About an hour after his announcement, Bieber tweeted something about the media, a little about Jesus Christ, and then, in all caps, "I'm here forever." As of this morning, the retiree is hard at work, relentlessly promoting his new movie on Twitter. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.